And joining us live once again on the phone, our friend Corey Pennypacker. Corey, the CEO of Bible to School. Good morning again,
Good
Corey.
Morning. Good morning.
So great to have you on the phone. For those who might have missed your first segment, tell us about Bible to School.
Yes, well, I think, I don't know if I told you this, but the average number of hours kids are on social media is about 6 hours a day. So they're constructing their morals and their values and their truth there, and we believe every child needs to hear biblical truth. So at Bible to School, we equip parents, community leaders, churches to activate a Bible to School program for their local public elementary school. Here's the kicker, during the school day. So we do it over lunch and recess. It's legal. We have to be off-site. We take the kids off-site. We teach them the Bible. They actually bring their lunches with them. And it's very interactive, very convenient, and very truth-filled, which is something that's quite elusive today. So we make it easy.
If our parents want to register their children to be involved in a Bible to School program at their school, how do they do that?
Sure, they can go to Bible to School, Bible the number 2 school.com, Bible the number 2 school.com. And Fred, I have to tell you, we had a little boy come to our program. If you're a parent and you're thinking, should I sign my child up for this or should I try to get this in my school? How important is this? There's a little boy that brought a picture. So excited about this picture. Came to Bible to School. We thought it could have been like a professional baseball player, football player, or whatever. He was so excited about it, and it was a picture of his dad. Mm. And he brought it because he wanted his small group to pray for him because he was in jail. And he said, "I knew we could pray for him here." Mm. So those are the kind of lessons that children learn. You know, that there's a God who made them, a God who loves them, a God who has a plan and a purpose for their life, and they need to hear this biblical truth. So I'd encourage any parent to sign up their child or go to our website. And if your school is not there, we would love to talk to you about how to activate it in your school.
Yeah, I know you're adding schools all the time. What does it take to add a school to be a Bible to School program?
Sure. It takes leaders, people who want to step up. It takes business leaders. It takes churches. It takes parents. We help put them all together and guide them through the process and make it easy. We don't reinvent the wheel. We've been doing this for actually 40 years. Can you believe it? And so we teach people how and walk them through this program.
And how can our listeners best pray for your Bible to School team?
Yeah, you can pray. We love that. We have more room in our classes, in our Zoom classes, and in our in-person ones. So we'd love to have more children register. We want this in every school in our county, every school in our state, every school in our country. So who do you know that when we say, hey, they want to get their children to learn about God and want their children to learn about God, who do you know that comes to mind? And send them our website and get them connected with us.
Check it out online, Bible2School.com. Corey, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah,
we loved
thanks.
Hearing all the testimonies of how God is working through Bible to School today.
Mm-hmm. He is. He's with us, and he's in charge, so we're telling about him.
Thanks so much for calling. Mm-hmm. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.